Hi there, this is Isabella Valentine, and I have with me a very special guest. Her name is Fiona Love, and I had the pleasure of hypnotizing her in real life today, which was very interesting because I've never had the opportunity to hypnotize another woman in real life. I've had women buy recordings and listen to them, but never have I actually hypnotized a woman to have an orgasm, except for now. So I figured it'd be nice to get her in here and have a little interview with her and see exactly what she thought. And I have no idea what she'll say, but this should be very interesting. So I'd like to go ahead and welcome Fiona Love. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Love. How are you?
I'm good. I really wanted to kind of talk to you because we had a session earlier, and I thought you were a very good suggestible subject, and I was very impressed. I wanted to know, what did you think of the hypnosis that was performed earlier? Do you remember much?
I really don't remember much. I felt relieved afterwards, so I really enjoyed it.
Really? Do you remember having an orgasm?
No, not really.
Did you remember, like, waking up? Did you feel any different or anything?
I felt a little tingly, like, sensation, but not... I can't really remember anything. It's more of, like, a breeze.
A breeze? That's cool. So did you go into the bathroom and check and see if your panties were wet?
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
Really? You look so nervous right now and shy.
I am shy, actually, so bear with me.
It's cool. So what was it like? Have you ever been hypnotized before?
No, actually, this is the first time, which... It was awesome. Thank you.
So were you kind of nervous going into it, or did you just feel like it was natural? Like, what was going through your head, like, when I first started doing the induction and telling you you're getting sleepy and having you follow my voice? What was that like for you for a first timer?
Actually, I really enjoyed it, and I felt really comfortable. Your voice is very soothing, and I just felt good. I felt at ease.
That's nice. I also noticed that there was one part of the hypnosis where we were doing a hand levitation exercise, and your hand went up really, really high, and your hand was, you know, rising while I was telling you, like, your hand is getting very light and you're going very high. Do you remember much of that? Do you remember your hand raising up? Do you remember much about that?
Yeah, actually, that was in the beginning, and I could feel my body levitating and just being free and weightless.
So you felt like the feeling of floating on clouds and all that that we were doing?
Yeah, I did. It was exhilarating.
Yeah. So I have another question. I know this is a little weird, but I know that partway through the session, part of the hypnosis was that, you know, you would start to get very hot and have the feeling of wanting to take your clothes off. And you'd started doing it, but you didn't seem very shy then, and you are a very shy girl, but when you did it under hypnosis, you just took your clothes right off. I was just wondering, like, what was going through your mind at that point? Do you remember, like, being scared, or did it just come naturally? Like, what was going through your mind?
It came very natural. Like, I felt very comfortable and just good. I felt really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, right now, you're grinning from ear to ear. You must have...
I really enjoyed it. So. Yeah.
So, do you remember what the trigger was where I had you have an orgasm? Because I could say the trigger right now, and you could have an orgasm without even realizing it.
Actually, no, I don't know.
So, I could say it right now, and you wouldn't have a clue?
No, I wouldn't.
Would it be terrible of me if I said it?
Go for it.
Maybe I'll say it when you're least expecting it.
Okay.
So, do you think you'd ever be willing to be hypnotized again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just so relaxing.
Yeah.
I can finally feel, like, comfortable, and like I said, like, I'm really shy, so I could be myself.
Did you ever feel that you could ever have an orgasm with someone just saying a certain word to you?
Actually, after this, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, after this.
Really? Rosebud. You feel good, don't you? And sleep. Wow, that's right. Go ahead and sleep now. Back down into a trance as you listen to my voice. Your pussy getting wetter and wetter. And when I say the word awake, you're going to snap right back out. And you're going to feel as though we're doing an interview of what we've just done. But you're going to have no recollection of the orgasm you just had. And one, two, three, and awake. I was just wondering, do you remember much of what we did earlier today?
Not really. Just I felt really, like, relieved afterwards.
You just felt, like, really good. It was really nice for
you. Yeah, I felt comfortable.
And you don't really remember much of the trigger words or anything?
No, not really.
Nothing?
No.
It's so interesting. Well, you look really flushed right now. Do you feel any different?
It's kind of hot in here.
Really? Well, yeah. It's been really hot outside. Maybe that's because, like, you know, it's been hot and maybe it just feels
probably
really good.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful garden out there. Did you see the rosebuds? That's all right. Don't fight it. It feels good. Oh, look at you touching yourself. That's right. Keep going. Oh, it feels nice. And sleep. That's right. Bow your head. You're going to feel a tingling sensation all throughout your body. And when I say the word awake, you're going to feel as though you have hands touching you all over your body. Your nipples are going to get hard. Your pussy's going to get wet. And it's going to be hard for you to stay focused on what I have to say in 3, 2, 1, awake. So I'm not really sure. Like, you have goosebumps all over your arms right now. Are you okay? Is it cold in here?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure? You look like you might need a jacket. It's actually pretty hot in here. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Do you need some water?
I feel weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you horny?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, you're good. See? See? Having an interview is not so hard. It's nice and relaxing.
It's cold in here.
Yeah. Your nipples look like they're hard. Sleep. That's right. Go ahead and sleep now, getting more and more aroused. And when I say the word awake for the last time, you're going to awaken, and you're going to tell me how beautiful I am and how hot I make you. In 3, 2, 1, awake.
Oh, God, you're so gorgeous.
Me?
Oh, my God, your eyes are beautiful.
Oh, my God, Fiona.
God,
really?
Can I touch you?
By all means.
Wow, you're so gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Because you don't have, like, a room. Spend some private time together.
Definitely.
Yeah. Really? Well, this is a great way to meet girls and sleep.